Next patient is Deborah Adams. The last name is A-D-A-M-S. First name Deborah, D-E-B-R-A. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old white female that has a history of chronic kidney disease that is 3A, that is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis. The patient has arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes mellitus that has been way out of control. The hemoglobin A1C went up to 9.8 from 7.7. The patient admits several diabetic indiscretions, several dietetic indiscretions. She's off diet. In the most recent laboratory workup, we have a hemoglobin that is 13.4, BUN is 22, the glucose is 111 fasting, the creatinine 0.81, and the estimated GFR is around 78 mLs per minute. We know that this is not real because there is hyperfiltration, period. We don't have the protein creatinine ratio in the urine, and we are going to request that for the next appointment. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is way out of control. We spend a long time explaining the diet to this patient. We gave the written information. We want her to have a low-sodium diet, a fluid restriction, and we are going also to advise a plant-based diet, away from processed food. That is going to make the difference in the therapy. Following number, the patient has morbid obesity. Her body weight is 313 pounds. The BMI is 50.6. That is way out of control. Hopefully the patient will change her lifestyle. Following number, nicotine dependence. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension. At the present time, the blood pressure is 131 over 60. Following number, a history of hepatitis B. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins. Following number, the patient has evidence of diabetic retinopathy that is followed by the ophthalmologist. Following number, the patient has diabetic neuropathy. Following number, the vaginal bleed that is followed by the gynecologist. In summary, we have a patient that at the present time has kidney function that is acceptable. However, we know that there is significant hyperfiltration due to the fact that she has a severe deterioration of the control of the blood sugar with hemoglobin A1C of 9.8. Period. Changes in the lifestyles are absolutely necessary. We invested, seven minutes evaluating the lab in the face-to-face conversation. We invested 28 minutes and in the documentation, 7 minutes. Reevaluation in 4 months.